So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
This was our mystery TV theme. It took a while, but Jim from Orland Park apparently is the only person besides me who remembers Whirlybirds. Man, I love this show. It was about a charter helicopter company. And it was kind of like a Western, only instead of horses, they were on helicopters. And the great Robert Altman, the director, actually worked on this show. It was one of his first jobs. Kenneth Toby was the star, along with Craig Hill. Craig Hill ended up in Europe doing movie roles, but Ken Toby was in the original movie The Thing, and he also was in Airplane, if you remember that. And it was one of the first syndicated shows. Originally aired way back in the late 50s, but then in the early 60s, it continued on Channel 9 here in Chicago. And I love that program. I don't know if even Dean Richards remembers that. Here's Dean, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean. How you doing? Oh, no. Now Dean's not there. It's one of those mornings. Coming up, though, we will talk about not only Whirlybirds, but the Chicago Film Critics Association Awards and the National testing. Film Registry testing. Inductees. There
testing.
He is.
Hello, testing, testing.
And by the way,
all my good Whirlybird ad libs that I had.
I should mention, though, that the Whirlybirds are in the National Archives. They have a complete set of original 16-millimeter prints. How's that?
Wow, look at you, James Lipton, behind the Actor's Studio.
Yeah, I do only obscure people and projects.
While you were describing it, it's like it wasn't ringing a bell with me, but I did a quick little Google search on it, and I do remember the series.
Yeah, they also, you know, sometimes those shows, after the first run, they'd rename them for some reason, and they called it Copter Patrol later. Mm. But it ran around the world for a long time. It was a Desilu production, and as I said, Robert Altman directed many of the episodes. And the star of the show was this Bell helicopter. And here's a little more trivia. Forgive me for going on about Whirlybirds, but this is one of my topics. There was an I Love Lucy episode where Lucy went in a helicopter for some reason, and they staged it in the studio. But
she missed getting on the ship to Europe.
Yes, that's it, exactly.
Yeah, she missed getting on. Yeah, and they had a helicopter onto the steamship.
So after they did that, the Desilu people said, wait a minute, maybe we can use the helicopter and develop a television show about the adventures of helicopter pilots and rescues and crime and so forth. And that was the genesis of the Whirlybirds.
The exploits of Chuck Martin and P.T. Moore, owner, operators, and pilots for the Whirlybirds.
All right, let's get back into the 20th century. Tell us about the...
Couldn't get him to go see Dear Evan Hansen at all.
Well, you know, last week for the contest, I used the theme from Cheers, and people said, oh, come on, that's too easy. That's why I pulled the Whirlybirds out this morning.
No, that's a good one. You know, it's worth going on YouTube and looking at some of these old shows. They're kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I loved it. The film critics in Chicago awarded some statues. Yes. Not to Whirlybirds, though.
Not to Whirlybirds was not a winner, unfortunately, this year from the Chicago film critics. But they did award the movie that I was talking about yesterday that just came out on home video. The movie that is called The Banshees of Inisherin with Colin Farrell. It was named the best movie of the year. It's kind of a friendship comedy drama, Irish comedy drama. Good film. Colin Farrell was named best actor. Carrie Condon from that movie, best supporting actress. It was also given best original screenplay honors. It's in theaters and it's on HBO Max. Cate Blanchett won for Best Actress for this amazing movie. Unfortunately, no helicopters involved in Tar, the movie Tar. But the movie that got the most awards, you know, technical awards and some other supporting awards, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, got 6 awards from your Chicago Film Critics Association.
And I mentioned the archives. We also have some news about the National Film Registry, don't we?
Yeah, this is kind of a big deal. Every year, the National Film Registry inducts 25 new films into its archives, honor of distinction. But these showcase the range and diversity of American filmmaking through the years. And the first Iron Man movie was inducted this year. The Little Mermaid was inducted this year. When Harry Met Sally was inducted this year. I'll Have What She's Having. House Party, the original Carrie movie, was inducted. And also the great 1970s classic Superfly was inducted into the National Film Registry this year.
This is really a sad story about Twitch, and it's really kind of an alert to people and a reminder that you don't know what's going on in somebody's personal life ever, do you?
No, you really don't. On the surface, it seemed like you know, life could not get better for him. Stephen Twitch Boss, the longtime DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, became the executive producer of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, but also very well known through So You Think You Can Dance and lots of different dance projects. He was found dead in a hotel room in Los Angeles, a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. The clerk at the motel in Encino, California, said he didn't seem to be any sort of emotional distress when he checked in, just that, you know, the next day he didn't check out when he was supposed to, so they went to the room and his body was discovered and was pronounced dead on the scene, leaving a wife and 3 small children. Just a horrible tragedy. He was only 40 years old, but everybody is reacting to his death, including Ellen DeGeneres, of course, who said, "I'm heartbroken. Twitch was pure love and light. He was my family. I loved him with all my heart." Michelle Obama chimed in. She knew him from her Let's Move campaign. Said that he was an incredible force, someone who radiated kindness and positivity and made sure that people around him could feel it as well. Justin Timberlake knew him for 20 years and said it's heartbreaking to hear that someone who brought so much joy to a room was hurting so much behind closed doors. Said, "Let's take care of ourselves. Love that human in the mirror. Check on your people." And I think it's worth mentioning that there is a suicide hotline. If you are in emotional distress, if you are thinking about suicide, this is the time of year when, you know, people get very, very depressed around the holidays. You can either call or text. Just all you have to remember are 3 numbers, 988. 988. That's a national suicide hotline with trained counselors on duty 24 hours a day. The number 988. Call or text. You can go online, and they can help you with a live chat there if you'd like as well. But as Bob says, you never know what kind of pain somebody is in, you know, to that that extent that they would take their own lives like that. It's very sad.
If you know anybody who might need help, pass along that 988 number, please. Coming up, we will hear Dean's interview with Helen Mirren and more, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Many of the guesses for our Name That TV theme contest today, Superman. It does sound like Superman, but make no mistake, we were talking about the Whirlybirds, but you have some Superman news this morning, don't you, Dean?
Yeah, I do. You know, who needs Whirlybirds when you've got a Man of Steel, Ben Steel, with his bare hands?
Yeah, he can fly without any machinery.
That's right. But and, you know, the latest actor to have taken over that role was Henry Cavill. He is officially now out as Superman. The DC Universe is changing the direction of what they were going to do with Superman. Originally, he was slated to do a new film, but they've hired a new writer to oversee future projects, and they're writing a new Superman movie with a completely different take on the Man of Steel. So Henry Cavill on social media yesterday said his time playing Superman is out. Even though they teased it in the movie Black Adam, there was a real quick little cameo in there. I think enough time has passed that I can give you that little spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
This, after a third Wonder Woman movie that they were going to make, was also put on hold. So there's some pretty big changes over at the DC Comics movie world.
Sounds like it. How'd it go with Helen Mirren?
Excellent, as always. She is just one of the most delightful people in the world. She's out talking about a new series that she is part of. Part of the Yellowstone family, you know, the most popular television series on the planet Earth right now. Everyone, you know, all you hear is people talking about Stranger Things and, you know, all Harry and Meghan. Yellowstone is the most watched project that's out there right now. The one that Helen Mirren is in is called 1923, and it's a prequel, an origin story about the Dutton family, and introduces you to the patriarch of the Yellowstone Ranch, Jacob Dutton, who is played by Harrison Ford. His wife of 50 years, Kara, is played by Oscar winner Helen Mirren, who we know best as being an Oscar winner for playing Queen Elizabeth. Really, you know, quite a stretch. But in a Zoom chat, we talked about Harrison Ford, but also the, you know, this phenomena of good old-fashioned Westerns being so popular on television again.
Yes, it is phenomenal. It is. It's extraordinary. I mean, I see it in terms of an observation of American history, really, but also particularly for America, being a young country. And I was thinking, in a way, it was the century that really formulated American mythology, the American character, the American personality, forged out of bloodshed, obviously, conquering of the people, indigenous people living here.
What is it like for you to reunite with your longtime friend, Mr. Harrison Ford?
Well, it was very interesting. You know, we did a film together many years ago, 40 years ago, 38 years ago. And, you know, we've seen each other, you know, at functions since then. Oh, hello, Harrison. How are you? Lovely to see you. You know, how's things? Fine. But we haven't been in each other's lives for the last 38 years. And yet somehow the moment I saw Harrison, it was just like those years had absolutely concertined it together. And also we found a relationship immediately that was very, very close, very loving, and very, very close. And obviously great for the peace, because we need to look as if we've been married for 50 years.
Yeah, she is just, I mean, doesn't she just sound so lovely and,
mm-hmm. And classy,
so elegant, classy. You know, all she needs is a helicopter, really, to make her the perfect person. This 1923 series begins streaming on Paramount Plus on Sunday, by the way.
A helicopter, if only. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.